out to California because he scored over 1,200 points in the NHL as a King, a Ranger, Oiler, Devil, Blackhawk, and Shark, and now a coaching consultant with the LA Kings. Bernie Nichols joins us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Bernie, Blackhawks in LA tonight for game number four of the Western Conference Finals. And your club down 2-1 after winning game 3-1, haven't lost at home in the playoffs yet. In fact, haven't lost at home since March 23rd. Why so good at home, Bernie?
Well, I don't know. I think we've obviously played better at home this year than obviously on the road. You know, last year we never lost a game on the road. It's funny how it works that way. But, you know, for the most part, you should be strong at home. You should be more comfortable playing there. And I think we've just played a better game. You know, compared to the first two games in Chicago, we just played a much better, stronger game last game than we have. So we're just, I don't know, it just, we're playing well here, so we obviously got to continue that.
Well, and it's, you know, all well and good that the Kings are dominant at home, and that's a very good thing, obviously, for them and has been throughout these playoffs. But it kind of coincides, actually, with how things have gone for much of these playoffs. In fact, at one point, the winning percentage for teams at home in these playoffs were as high as they had ever been dating back to the late 70s. Is there any idea as to why that might be the case? I mean, does the shortened season have anything to do with that?
No, I really don't know. I said, obviously most teams are more comfortable playing at home. You're in front of your own fans. They bring a lot to the game. And I've always thought that in playoffs, when you're good teams, they play just as good on the road. But for some reason, the home teams have played well. We played great here, so hopefully we continue that tonight.
Bernie, Blackhawks without defenseman Duncan Keith, who suspended for a game after high-sticking Kings forward Jeff Carter. What did you think of the league's ruling there?
Well, I think the call was correct. And, you know, I think it was Ray Ferraro, he was doing our game, said, you know, he wasn't hurt. Well, he got 20 stitches and his teeth knocked out, you know. But what really bothered me was the call on the ice. He got 4 minutes for drawing blood. What's a five-minute major is attempt to injure. He attempted to injure him, and he did. So What was the referee doing there? That's what really bothered me with the whole thing is the referee made the wrong call. That's what 5 minutes is. 5 minutes is attempt to injure. He intentionally stuck his stick in the kid's face, and he should have got 5 minutes for it. So he absolutely should have got suspended.
Talk about what the loss of forward Mike Richards means to this club, Bernie.
Well, Mike's he's a peer leader for us. He's one of our better players. Obviously, he's missed on the ice and in the locker room. So, you know, it's an opportunity for someone to step up, which they have last game, but you definitely miss. You can't replace Mike.
Bernie, offense, no more than two goals without an empty netter in the last eight games. What do you need to see more of that will lend itself to more of an offensive attack? I mean, from what I've been able to see, it looks like, for the most part, the Kings have had, you know, a difficulty kind of manufacturing plays as they get up ice, that it's all well and good that they get by one Blackhawk, but there's another one right there, that there's a five-man attack at every level on the ice. Is that something you're looking at more?
Well, I think, you know, for the most part, the NHL is a 3-2 league. You know, and playoff is more of a 2-1, and all our games are 2-1. And I really think you give credit where credit's due. Goaltending, both sides have been great. You watch guys get in front of pucks so well now. There's no lanes to shoot. They play such good defense, and just to create scoring opportunities is tough. You know, you watch the game last night, Pittsburgh. They got probably the most talented team in the league, and there's no opportunities. The teams just play such great defense.
Mm-hmm.
They take the lanes away for shooting lanes and block shots. It's tough to score. So, you know, when you get your opportunity, you got to bury them.
Yeah, and you mentioned that other series, and what a game last night. It was very exciting, but you look back on the series that has been so far for the Penguins, obviously not very good. They're down 3-0, but who would have thought that they'd get this far in and not see Crosby and Malkin score in this series? In fact, for Crosby, it's the first time he hasn't gotten a point in three games since November 2009. Malkin, since November 2010, a couple of superstars just not getting it done.
Well, they haven't. But you know what? You got to give credit to the Boston Bruins. Mm-hmm. You know, they've shut them down. They've played great defense, and I was surprised. I didn't think anybody could do it. You know, I had Pittsburgh going to the finals. even though they haven't had good goaltending, because I still think they're going to score 4 or 5 goals a game. And they haven't done that against Boston, and you got to give Boston credit for that. They played unbelievable. They shut the big guys down, even their power play, the penalty killing shut them down, and their goaltenders played well. Austin's goaltenders played great. So, you know what? You tip the hat to Boston.
Oh, sure. And you mentioned earlier on in talking about the officiating in the last game of this series, and you look back at last night, and it really looked like the referees put the whistles in their pockets, perhaps to the detriment of what should have been a different outcome. A lot of people are saying that Jaromir Jagr should have gotten a penalty at the end of the game. What turned out to be the end of the game, a hooking penalty, resulted in a Boston Bruins goal. But generally speaking, when you're in the playoffs and you see referees kind of put the whistle away, would you rather that as a player? Would you rather just kind of let it play, or call them as you see them, call them as they should be?
Well, you never like to see the referee decide a playoff game at any time. And, you know, we actually had that happen with us in San Jose. We got a 5-on-3 with about 2 minutes to go in the game. We were down one, ended up scoring 2 goals to win the game here. And then up there, they ended up getting a 5-on-3 on us and ended up winning the game. So, you know what, I would just soon see the referees put the whistle in their pocket, let the boys play, anything to take away from a goal. You know, if someone's hooking you behind their net and you got to go 200 feet to score a goal, you can't be calling that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If you take away from a goal, something like that, that has to be called, yes. But anything around center ice or the far blue line, something that just, you know, it's ticky-tacky that you'd maybe call in the regular season, you can't make that call.
Bernie,
you
know? Nichols with us on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Jeff Sammet. Bernie, goaltender Jonathan Quick was chased in game 2 of this series. You know, maybe in hindsight, it was good to get him out of there, rest up, and he came back to win in game 3. This guy is clearly the best goaltender in the league.
Yeah, he is. And if you see his work ethic, it's second to none. He's, you know, everybody's going to get, you know, 3 or 4 goals. I think that's the first time he's had 4 goals scored on him in his playoff history, maybe. I don't know. It's been a long time. So every goalie has a night that, you know, it doesn't go your way, but it's not to say that the goals they scored were bad goals either, you know. And a couple of them, one was tipped. It just happened. So he bounced back like we knew he would. He's like I said, one of the arguably the best goalie in the world. And he's been our best player for 2 years, so. We don't win unless he's the best player on the ice, but we expect that from him every night.
You averaged almost a point per game in the playoffs in your NHL career, Bernie. What advice had you given Kings players since becoming a coaching consultant? I mean, you got one cup under the Kings belt since that time.
Well, I think you just talk to the players, you know, especially the skilled players. I can identify with them a lot better, and when things aren't going well, you just, you know, you make them aware of, you know, what they were doing when they scored goals. And most of the time when guys aren't confident, they stop shooting the puck. And your skilled players have to shoot the puck all the time. And, you know, I've told Drew Downey that forever. He'll get it and he won't shoot it. And I just tell him, find the lane. And when you get the puck, you shoot it because you're a shooter and you shoot it hard and shoot. And, you know, that's the same with any skilled player. I think a lot of times they'll look to pass the puck instead of shoot it because their confidence isn't there. You got to go to the hard areas to score. You got to go to the net. Create opportunities, but main thing is you got to shoot.
Bernie, GetRealHockey.com, it's something you're a part of. Tell us about that. People should check this thing out, but tell us about it.
Well, I think if the best thing is just go on the internet and check up on it. And there's every sport has it for us. You know, I just think it's something that it'd be fun for people to do. There's so many different opportunities for them when they go there. A lot of opportunities to go different places, see different things, and be involved in a lot of different sports, especially hockey and stuff. So it's a fun thing, and I think once everybody sees it, they'll really enjoy it.
GetRealHockey.com is the website. Kings coaching consultant Bernie Nichols. Enjoy the game tonight. Thanks for joining us, Bernie. Really appreciate it.
You got it. Anytime.